Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So death.
My boy Jeezy is here, and we are ready to give you another great, exciting show. I got my keys on deck. I never start a show without it, as you guys know. Try it out. It's amazing. Steve energy drink. Let me know. I want you guys to call in. Matter of fact, the first person to call in that has tried Steve energy based off of Global 14 Radio, hit me up, and I got a surprise for you. So Steve energy, try it out. All right, you guys, global14.com is still making updates to the site. We really appreciate your patience. Another update, you probably are wondering, like, what's going on with Pump It or Dump It? Let me tell you guys, Ash and Ben are really revamping the show. They're going to give you some really good tips on the music industry, so stay locked in, and we will have details for you soon. Excuse me. If you aren't on Global 14 and you don't have an account, shame on you. All right, check out what we have coming up. Global 14 and 14 Meet and Greet. This is basically so all the lifers all over the place in these 14 cities can meet each other. You get to meet Jermaine, his team, and whoever else decides to show up. You never know. And pretty much, you know, all the people that you talk to mainly every single day, you get a chance to meet these people and party with them. So Global 14 and 14, October 30th through November 12th. Two more weeks, guys, all right? If you're not there, you will miss out. Check out global14.com for updates. Today, I don't know a lot of you knew, but T.I.'s new fictional book, Power and Beauty, came out today. So check that out. I'm hearing good things about it. I'm going to check it out, and then hopefully we'll review the book on the show. I got a quick tip for you guys. Hey, remove your bangles and bracelets before you wipe. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to give you guys any more details. But just make sure you take off your bangles and your bracelets before you get to using a bathroom and wiping. That's all I'm going to say. All right? So anyway, the quickies for the day. In Louisville, Kentucky, a woman left her 18-month-old son with her boyfriend. All right? So you guys already know that. Let me keep going with the story because this frustrates me every time I read it. So while she went and ran errands, this man pretty much grabbed the boy and shook him for 2 minutes. And that's not all he did. Let me just say, right now our prayers go out to the family, and right now little boy is fighting for his life. It's just sick. I would never leave my child with anyone I was dating. Period. And I have a good reason for it. An incident happened in my family, and we had to take my nephew to the hospital. So, you know, I'm definitely against it. You don't leave your kids around random motherfuckers. I'm saying it just like that because when you're dating someone, they're a random motherfucker, all right? So in my eyes, until you marry that person, they're random because at any time you can stop dating that person. Which means that I don't want anyone that I'm just dating to be, you know, responsible for my niece and nephews or my child. You know, so, you know, Jeezy, do you think it's appropriate for someone you aren't married to watch your kids?
You know, I honestly never really thought that much into it until today and I read this. I mean, personally, I would trust the people that I've dated to watch my kids because they all seem like well-rounded people, but, I mean, maybe she thought she had good judgment of this guy, and then he just all of a sudden snapped or whatever. But, I mean, he allegedly slammed the kid also into the crib, said the LMPD spokesman Dwight Mitchell Williams. He told homicide investigators that he had held the boy down in his crib until he called 911. Doctors at Kassara Children's Hospital say the boy's injuries, like you said, are life-threatening. They have bleeding on the brain and skull and a skull fracture, and he has broken ribs, a lacerated liver, and bruises all over his body, which is such a shame. And Roderick Williams will plead not guilty and is being held on $100,000 bail. So, you know, I honestly never really thought about leaving my kid with somebody I dated. I don't have
right.
a kid, so, I mean, number one, I wouldn't really ever thought about it. I probably wouldn't trust
right.
the person I'm dating. But after reading this, I mean, it definitely is going to raise second thoughts if that
yeah.
ever is a situation.
Oh, yeah. You know, and the other thing is, I wonder how many people that are dating who have kids run background checks on the person they are dating before they let them around their kids. You know, I think there's a time and place for everything, you know, and I'm only speaking from a personal situation, and this is something that should have happened before my nephews were around this woman, but, you know, my whole thing is it's important, and you just can't have anyone around your kids. They can be real nice and sweet sometimes, and some of us, we do have good judgment, but I don't know if you guys know, but a lot of pedophiles are not, like, monsters. They're people that you would think that are just, like, the sweetest and the kindest person, and they're real laid back or whatever. So, you know, you do have to be careful. You know, guys, be careful about who you leave around your kids. All right? So one of the things that came up today, in honor of the United Nations World Food Day, 50 Cent is challenging everyone to help provide 1 million meals for hungry children in 1 week. So since yesterday all the way until October 23rd, every time someone goes and likes 50's new Street King Energy Shots Facebook page, he will provide a meal to a child in need. Okay? Also, 50 will match the donation and provide 1 million more meals if the like count reaches 1 million within the week. So you guys, just it's not costing you nothing to just go and click like. So I'm sure, you know, hopefully this is something legit. I'm sure it is, but, you know, just go press like. You can't lose. It's feeding a child in need, all right? Another very, very, very disturbing story I seen on global14.com, which was posted by our fellow lifer, Ben. A 2-year-old female child, you guys, was ran over by 2 cars. 18 people walked past this lifeless body in the middle of the street, okay? This is very disturbing to me that someone, you know, you can't tell me that people didn't see this happen. So what happened, this actually happened on October 13th. And it was around 5:30 in the afternoon, and pretty much a van hit this little girl and then sped off, all right? Nobody reached out to help, and then another car just ran right over her. It's all over the net, you guys. You can see it. I just got chills all over my body watching this, you know, so. It was like 7 minutes total. 17 people passed by, failed to extend extend a hand or call the police. And then pretty much up until like the 19th person, which was actually a garbage scavenger, an older woman who lifted her up after discovering her, you know, and then her little arms were just like noodles. Like she was just like, you know, just lifeless. And the trash scavenger, the old woman, called for help, and the little girl's mother, who was in the vicinity, who I don't understand what she was doing, but she immediately rushed over, and then they rushed her to the hospital. So I don't know, GZ, we talked about this in another show before today, and people see things and will ignore it. And in this case, you know, I don't know, do you think people just didn't want to get involved?
You know, I think a lot of it was that. I think some people might get paranoid. Oh, if I get involved, I'll be a suspect and all this. But, I mean, in this case, I mean, it's obvious the girl was hit. And, I mean, 17 people passed. That's 17 chances she had for her life to be changed. I mean, they said over a span of 7 minutes. Now, I mean, she got hit by a car twice. But, I mean, the first several people, who knows what they could have done. And, I mean, what a piss poor mom, because for her to, number one, I don't know why you'd ever leave a two-year-old unattended like that. And it was probably a busy city for that many people to pass by and if there's cars driving by. So, I mean, it's a shame nobody wanted to get involved and the mother didn't stay involved like she should have been that whole time.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy.
And then, yeah. And in other news today, when Soulja Boy woke up, his speakers weren't going hammer, but him and five other men were arrested for possession of marijuana and with intent to distribute and possession of a firearm during the commission of a crime. A source says there was an estimated $70,000 in cash and drugs in the car. Soulja Boy, you're not making music. You should probably also stop selling drugs, get away from the streets, maybe focus on your music career a little bit more, try to better it. And also, another thing that happened, Jaleel White, who's also known as the Steve Urkel character, is mad because he says that that character isn't letting him get any real work or expanding his career because of being Steve Urkel. I don't know about you, Crush, but personally, I think it's probably not because of his Steve Urkel character. I feel like maybe it's just time that he switches management or something, maybe.
Right. All right. Yeah, that might be the case. I mean, I'm also gonna guess that he's still spending that Steve Urkel money. So I think it might be a management thing. But we'll see what happens. Hopefully he'll get a good movie or something soon, a good role soon, and maybe we'll see. Hey, hopefully you can prove everybody wrong. All right. Well, speaking of young child stars, according to court documents, Justin Bieber's girlfriend, Selena Gomez, has received a death threat. It's apparently really serious because LAPD's threat management unit is on the case. Selena has a restraining order. The man's name is Thomas Brodnicki. He's 46 years old. This man has a criminal history of stalking. Allegedly, he told his shrink he was going to kill Selena. And Selena's lawyer, Blair Burke, also was told that the shrink, by the shrink, that he traveled from Chicago to L.A. to meet her, visited her workplace and at least three times and then told people he had a conversation with God about killing her. Like, let me just say this. Yes, the girl is extremely scared. So, you guys, I had an issue. Renita, I think Renita know me that time when I had someone psycho following me on Twitter and they got a hold of my personal information and was threatening me. So, you guys, if people can't get a hold of you, it's crazy. But I don't know what to say. Like, your personal information, some way, somehow, people get a hold of your personal information, and they will threaten you, and they will stalk you. So just be very careful. Be careful where you put your personal information in. Also be careful about who you give it to. All right? So, yeah. Well, anyway, let's talk about something crazy and then something different besides all this Debbie Downer-type news. Dumb laws in California. You guys, my production team found this crazy website. In Cali, no vehicle without a driver may exceed 60 miles per hour. Yeah, okay, whatever. Is this like a operated remote control car or something? Or I don't know. Maybe it's something that can run on its own and it doesn't need a driver. It can't go any further than 60 miles per hour. That's crazy. In Los Angeles, it is illegal to cry on the witness stand. What the fuck? This is, you guys, I'm telling you right now, I don't know who made up these damn laws, but as you can see, these people that are making up these laws, especially, I don't know, even know how long this has been in place, but it's it's amazing. In San Diego, the owners of houses with Christmas lights on them past February may be fined to $250. Like, you guys, no. I mean, I think they should get a warning, but damn, you're going to fine somebody $250 for still having Christmas lights up, even though you should take the damn thing down. I think you're supposed to take them down after New Year's. I'm not sure, but, you know, California is always saying they're broke, but as much as they fine people for shit, they shouldn't be broke. So, Jeezy, like, how long do you think people should keep Christmas lights up?
You know, I actually think that's a smart idea until after New Year's or whatever. Not New Year's, probably the day after New Year's. Everyone's hungover on New Year's Day. Nobody wants to take down Christmas lights. So probably about the 2nd of January. And, you know, another two dumb laws in California. In San Francisco, persons classified as ugly may not walk down any street. It's probably, I wish they'd actually bring that law where I live. It'd definitely be a lot more quiet and lonely place. But it also saved my eyes some strain. Also in San Francisco, giving or receiving oral sex is prohibited. The question I have about it is that how are they going to catch anybody for getting or giving the dome piece? Like, is your neighbor going to go snitch on you? My neighbor's giving head, and I don't appreciate it. Like, I'd like to know how that one actually works out.
All right, yeah. Hey, people take a picture. If people actually know about this and they really wanted to press it, they'll probably take a picture and really press the issue. Somebody stupid probably has pressed this issue. We just have to find it. I'm sure there has to be a case somewhere. I don't even know where that fucking law came from. It's just ridiculous. So.
And tomorrow we will have dumb laws in Georgia.
All right, well, yeah, I can't wait to go over some more of these dumb laws because you guys will be amazed. I know military law, you're only allowed to have sex military style, like missionary style, excuse me, not military style, but missionary style. So that is a law, and they will not get rid of it. Yeah, so we're definitely going to continue to report on these dumb laws. All right, if you have any comments on our quickies today, call in now. We would love to hear from you. 760-913-4119. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we will be back with our topics of the day. And it had the message that the world was going to end. I think it was May 25th. I can't remember, but it was in May. So, you know, now he's saying it will probably end this Friday. So he's not sure, but he's saying probably. I don't know, Z. Do you believe this?
Hell no. I mean, the Bible itself says that when the world's going to end, it's going to come like a thief in the night, pretty much. Maybe not exactly in that. Maybe it's not that exact context, but I know the two correlate with that message correlates with the world ending. So I don't think that one person's going to predict the world ending. It's going to happen when God wants it to happen. So I think this is just a bunch of crock of bullshit.
Yeah, like I don't think we're going to, I don't think I'm going to be receiving a BBM notification that the world is ending. In my mind, when it happens, and this is how I hope it will happen, we will all be asleep, and then we'll just wake up in heaven. That's what I'm hoping will happen. No pain, no suffering, you know, but I can't help but to think about what I'm doing with my life as of right now. You know, I haven't seen my niece and nephews in a while. I miss them every single day. And I don't, you know, you guys, I don't have an excuse why I haven't flown up to Seattle to go see them. So maybe we need to start a no excuse campaign. Really, there's no excuse for me not to do what I'm supposed to do every single day. You know, we all procrastinate. But, you know, VV, if we are in our last days, you know, what would you do?
You know, first I spend time with my family and everything. Then I'd buy a plane ticket to Miami, and I would find the nicest yacht. First I'd take out credit cards, then I'd find the nicest yacht I could find, and I'm just going to take the yacht and set sail for somewhere nice and then pray to God. That's how I think I'd end my last day in paradise.
Yeah, in paradise. Okay, well, I'm going to jump on that yacht with you, so hopefully we're somewhere next to each other where we can jump on it together.
Amen to that. And our next topic, should you raise your children vegetarian or vegan? Personally, I know a few people that have done it, and I don't necessarily agree with it, but they raise their kids vegetarian and organic. And, you know, if that's what they want to do, you know, I respect that. But the first part of me thinks the kids should be allowed to eat what they want in moderation until a certain age. It's a lot as adults to be vegan or vegetarian, so making a child do it, you know, it's kind of whatever, because they're going to go to school and they're going to see everyone else eating meat. You know, it's really hard if everyone else around you is doing something, but you're not.
That's right. Yeah, I know. And then I also wanted to mention, too, you know, I gave my nephew soy milk one time, and they were so pissed off at me, Jeezy. They looked at me like, bitch, I know you did not give, what is this in this cup? So, but, you know, even one of my nephews, Dimitri, he prefers veggies and fruit on his own. Like, you don't even, he'll ask for that before he asks for hot dogs or whatever. So, and that's just a personal preference for him. I don't know. And then on the other hand, just like you were saying, you know, kids should eat whatever they want in moderation. But on the other hand, you know, due to the waste and chemicals that is in our food, I want to keep my kids safe, you know, and I'm sure you can agree as well. Let me give you guys some info from the foodsafetynews.com. On September 13th, USDA announced it will soon be illegal. Listen to what I'm saying, you guys. Just listen to what I just said. It will soon be illegal to have 6 strains of naturally occurring E. coli. And it's called the certain type of E. coli, 90157 E. coli in ground beef. All right? So, like I said, the fact that there's different types of strain already, anything that has E. coli on it, I would like to know if that's present in my meat, whether it's illegal or not illegal. But the fact that they have to ban it and they have to go through the process and it's not illegal yet, because as you can see, I said it will soon be. You see why I am vegan, you guys? being vegan is a choice that I made based off of these facts, all right? So, come on, man. And then the cantaloupe scare with the listeria outbreak that killed over 10 people and sickened like 61 people is another example. They said one farmer, you guys, shipped his tainted cantaloupe to 22 states. The farm is a Colorado-based Jensen Farms Incorporated. Please write that down if you're listening. And sold under the brand name Rocky Ford or Frontera Produce. Rocky Ford cantaloupes. All right, so that's just for your information. All right, go to foodsafetynews.com. They have all kinds of stuff on there. So, Gigi, after hearing all of this stuff, like, what are your thoughts, man?
You know, after I heard about all that, you know, I've had vegetarian stuff before, like that Morningstar meat or whatever, and like the hamburgers and stuff. And, you know, the hamburgers aren't bad as long as you stay away from, I don't really care for the black bean burgers, but the other burgers are pretty good. And, you know, the hamburger meat's not that bad either. But, I mean, this definitely makes me want to be a lot more aware of what I'm eating. It makes me really want to just eat organically. I mean,
yeah,
I'm a strong supporter of organic food because I don't like shit being put in my food, all that, all the hormones and all that, and the fertilizers. So, I mean, you know, it's just getting to the point where people are like, oh, bigger, bigger, bigger when it comes to maybe meat and their chicken and produce and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm just kind of like, bigger is not always better. That just means they're putting more shit in it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I mean,
and
we don't.
Go ahead.
And it's like we just don't know the long-term effects of all this. Like, they're now starting to get heavier and heavier with it. Like, what are the long-term effects going to be in 40, 50 years unless we do die Friday? We all die Friday, and we don't have to worry about that.
Right. Yeah, man. Look, the bad thing about it is one day I'm going to put together a show where we can talk more about this so we can get some information out there and make people aware. It doesn't stop there. Like, there's the government is seed cloning. That is a whole other conversation within itself. And this meat glue thing, which, you guys, you can find this on YouTube. You guys just type in meat glue. There is so many different things out there that we need to educate ourselves on, okay? So I have my whole team watch Meat Glue today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull them all live, and I'm going to have them talk about pretty much how they felt about watching this video. But, Vivi, I'll start with you. Like, you watch Meat Glue, you know, were you surprised?
You know, I actually really was surprised. I've heard, like, butcher cut meat or whatever, where it's basically all leftovers ground up in the ground beef. But, you know, I mean, this is kind of the same concept, but I think this looks a lot worse. And, I mean, this is another thing that really drives me to eat organically. Like, the fact that it just looks so gross. If you're listening to the show, you have to watch this. If you're a meat eater and you're a person that you don't really give a shit what you put in your body, if you watch this, I guarantee you that you'll at least somewhat change your opinion on what the hell it is you're eating. Because the shit that they do to most of the meat, it just looks gross.
Yeah, definitely. I the other producer of the show, she watched it and she told me she hates me right now. She's not going to touch meat for a while. So I didn't do it to be, you know, an ass, but I really wanted you guys to see, like, what's going on with the meat. So let me go ahead and ask. Ash, are you on the line? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, so Dad, you watch Meat Glue. what how do you feel about it?
Yo, like, y'all know me. I'll eat a whole damn cow if I could. But
right.
Really, after seeing that, like, the coagulant and how it's, like, mixed with, like, you know what I'm saying, like, blood plasma from pigs and cows and how it just... how they let it sit for an hour, and the next thing you know, you got filet mignon. Oh, that shit kind of turned my stomach. Because it's like they took stew meat and made like a patty. And I'm just like baffled. And then when they cooked it on the grill, man, I ain't even know what the hell But they did say, though, like, but they did say, like, if you don't cook it all the way, that some of the meat group stuff is causing people to have food poisoning and other stuff like that because it's a type of bacteria. And then it's like you don't know what combination of meat glue you're using because some of the people are using meat beef with pork and pork with beef. So damn it, you damn near fucked in the game right there. That's
right.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You see that? You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they gathered all them scraps that were left over and pretty much glued it, fused it together. Yeah, that shit's nasty.
Yeah,
all right, thank you, Ash.
Yeah,
I'm glad. Thank you for watching it as well. All right, Renita, can you hear me?
I surely can.
All right, man, so let me know how you felt about this video.
Well, people will probably think I'm nasty because, I watched the video, and yeah, I may not eat a hamburger for a while. I may even cut out hamburger, actually, because that was nasty. I just can't give up steak, though. That's my whole thing, or bison. I just love them so much. But I'm a red meat eater, so even though, don't get me wrong, guys, that video definitely is an eye-opener, and it is really disgusting. But what upset me the most is they do that to imitation crab meat. Now, don't get me wrong, I know imitation is in front of crab meat, so I knew they had to do something to make it.
Right.
But I think that the imitation crab meat, I think, really messed me up because I eat that a lot. Like, I eat it with salads and all kind of stuff. So,
Right. Yeah,
I'm like, that was kind of creepy. But, you know, also the other thing that disturbed me, and I looked at another little short little documentary on it, is that it seems like a lot of Europe or European countries approved meat glue. Like, they're like, yeah, it's okay, use it. Like, I'm like, I don't know about that. That kind of bothered me, too.
Right. Yeah, it's not cool. They're doing a lot of things with meat. They're doing a lot of things with our food. Don't get it twisted. Some of the vegetables and stuff, they're cloning our vegetables and fruit. So, like I said, it's a lot of information that we're going to have to put it together because I think a lot of people will be very surprised, but we can do it. So, you know, you guys stay tuned. Thank you, Renita, for watching that video. I appreciate you watching it. Chocolate Tiger. We got Chocolate Tiger on the line. All right. What's up, homie?
Yes, it's me. I'm doing great. But you know what about that damn video? Let me tell you about Chocolate Tiger. You know I'm a meat eater because I am a tiger. But after I seen this about a month ago because Crush had me watch this, I was up there questioning the damn meat department at Publix. I said, excuse me, is you using some of that meat glue in the back, sir? He said, ma'am, what? I said, meat glue. I just saw it on the video. He said, no, ma'am, I won't have no meat glue. I can cut it up in front of you. So lately I've been going to a butcher that cuts my meat up. But guess who I think is using that? Church's chicken. That's why I don't eat Church's chicken, because you go there, your drum leg is big as the foot of your I don't do it. Church's chicken. Because last time I ate a piece of Church's chicken, my breast got bigger. So I know they're using that.
You know
that
what?
Easily.
Shut
and
up.
Don't get those churches.
You're another
damn
person
churches.
I'm going to have to mute. You are another person I'm going to have to mute. I'm not messing with you today.
you connected me, so I had to let you know about that meat glue. Don't eat the chicken that looks big as your arm, because that they're using that meat glue. I'm going to ask them tomorrow when I go up there and get me a corn on a cob. I'm asking if they're using that damn meat glue. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for your input. You guys, please, YouTube, do YouTube search and pull up meat glue, all right? And then also go on global14.com, leave us a comment in the Z-Talk radio group, and let us know how you feel about it. Or go to the vegetarian vegan group on global14.com as well, you guys. I mean, you have to know what you're eating, all right? So stay tuned. Sometime in the future, we will be doing a special show on food and, you know, just giving people information, all right? Well, let's go ahead and take a quick break, and we will be back with the spilled tea and the world in tech for the day.
I don't know. People started this rumor because she tweeted Bruno Mars, happy birthday, B, and was all flirty on Twitter, like, mm-mm-mm. But then, you know, a couple of sources also saw her in New York with him. So I'm like, I mean, it's great if she is dating Bruno Mars because I thought she was still dating Lisa Ray's ex-husband. Like, crush, was it? Am I mistaken, or wasn't she the one that was the jump off that broke up that marriage?
Yeah, that's what the rumor mill was, pretty much. Hey, Roxy, from what I see in the chat room, people are saying Roxy is just a flirt, period. So people could just be taking her overly flirtatious ass as her dating with someone, but, you know, hey, people feed into this shit. You know what I'm saying?
We'll see, because speaking of dating, since we're on that topic real quick, Miss J-Lo also got caught out and about with her new boo, which she just confirmed, after Bradley Cooper, which is very interesting. So, I mean, they're out and about, and knowing J-Lo, that means she's back on her acting tip, because if anyone knows Miss J-Lo, she loves to pull a mate that coincides with her career, so... Work my words right here, ladies and gentlemen. J-Lo will have not one or two movies coming out soon. Work. I ain't mad at you, sweetie. The sweet tea for the day. What artist just signed with William Morris Agency because they're looking to get back into acting? If you know the answer, call in tomorrow at 760-913-4119. Good luck on that. This is your girl, Renita, with
wait,
the
wait,
silk
wait.
Tea
for you can't go nowhere
uh-oh.
Yet. Wait a minute. How you just gonna drop that off and then no, we need another hint. Now this is some bullshit.
You know,
they signed with William Morris Agency because they're trying to get back into acting. Like we
now,
didn't get
crush.
Another hint.
You know, Crush, you always be asking me for hints. Y'all might as well just say it. What's the point of having my sweet tea if I keep getting I will be nice this Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. I will give you a hint just for Crush. This is just for you. It's not Crush. And there you have it. It's not Crush. So for all of you that thought it was Crush, it's not her.
This is your girl,
Renita, with your filthy for the day here on Real Talk on Global 14 Radio. You can also catch me on Global 14. I'm Rock and Rolla, R-O-K-K-N-O. I'm sorry, N-R-O. L-L-A.
That's what you get. That's what you get. You can't even spell your own damn name. You know what? That's your fault.
That's your fault.
Oh, man. All right, you guys. If you know what the sweet tea of the day is, call in at 760. Now I'm coughing. Messing with you. If you know what the sweet tea of the day is, call in 760-913-4119. All right? You know, let us know if you know what this is, because I damn sure can't even guess. I don't know who the hell it is. All right, well, now let's get to the G Report of the day with my boy Jeezy, World and Tech News. What you got for us today?
What's up, Crush? Today, Droid Razr was introduced, and this is the world's thinnest smartphone. It has a 4.3 screen, and if your two-year contract's about up with Verizon, I would wait for this because this phone, I think, personally, also is impressive. And it will run on Verizon Wireless's 4G LTE network. It has an amazing screen resolution, 1.2 gigahertz dual-core processor. And it's the first device that will be able to download HD movies from Netflix. And this phone does come with a big price tag. It will set you back $299.
Gosh. Damn.
Yeah, that's definitely a smack right there in the face. I mean, $200, that's understandable. That's what most smartphones cost coming out. But $300, right. Damn. And if you know somebody who is on Social Security, they will finally get a raise. About 55 million Americans can expect to see a 3.5 increase in their Social Security checks. And this is the first time in the last 3 years that Social Security will be getting raised. But guess what? You might not see much of that raise because Medicare's premiums are going to be raised, and they're expected to eat up that 3.5% increase. The average Social Security recipient now receives about $1,175, and the average benefit could climb to $350 a year, which will tack on about $35 a month. And
wow,
this plan right here is going to cost the government about $25 billion a year. We don't have money. It'll be interesting to see where this money comes from. But then again, you almost have to raise Social Security because people can't afford shit anymore that are on it, especially if you're retired. You can't keep up with the cost of living, and it's ridiculous. I know a lot of retired people, and they've been sitting there, and it's really starting to get to them.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. A lot of people, especially with medical bills and everything else, like people are just not, you know, they're living check to check. So I agree with you on that.
That is all I have for you, though, today on the G Report.
All right. Well, hey, you guys, once again, I want to thank you guys for stopping by and supporting the show. The numbers, once again, are doing really well on the show, and we continue to bring you guys really good information, and we're going to continue to make the show better and better every week. I want to thank our past guests. We have so much coming up. I'm really excited about it. I also want to thank my team. My team, you know, we're staying there. We're holding everything tight. We're strong. We got so many different things that are coming up, contests and everything else. We had a contest last Friday on Sex Talk, and someone called in and won the toy. So, you know, you guys call in. You never know what you're going to miss, all right? I want to thank JD, as usual, for giving us this format to create and, you know, do what we do. You know, it's really good format. Global14.com is a wonderful social network. You guys, check it out. You know, this radio show came from that social network. So all of us came together. A lot of us haven't even met yet, and definitely, as you guys can see, with us doing this show, Global14.com is a great social network. All right, so if you want to reach us, you can find us on Global14.com, on Twitter, Global14, and at G14 Radio. So that's at Global14 on Twitter and at G14 Radio. That's G14 Radio. All right, you guys, thanks for tuning in to Global14 Radio, LTL for life. Good night.
So death.